Dr. David Green, Arizona Regenerative Therapy for RSD/CRPs. Dr. David Green, Arizona, former orthopedic surgeon, is a regenerative therapy expert for various diseases. One of them is RSD/CRPs, a painful condition resulting from a malfunctioning autonomic nervous system. With limited effective options available, Dr. Green offers innovative regenerative treatments aimed at addressing this challenging condition. All about chronic regional pain syndrome, CRPs. Reflex sympathetic dystrophy, RSD, also known as chronic regional pain syndrome, CRPs, is a painful condition caused by a malfunctioning autonomic nervous system. This disorder often arises following a traumatic incident or injury, as the affected nervous system monitors the site of injury. Individuals with RSD/CRPs experience heightened sensitivity and increased pain response, even in the absence of a stimulus. Managing RSD/CRPs is notoriously challenging, with limited effective options available. However, at Piedmont Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, we provide various treatment approaches, including innovative regenerative treatments for RSD/CRPs. It is important to note that the FDA distinguishes stem cell therapy from other regenerative therapies and imposes restrictions on the approved use of stem cell therapy as a treatment. What is regenerative medicine treatment? Regenerative medicine treatment encompasses various procedures that have been successful in addressing musculoskeletal disorders, such as degenerative arthritis, soft tissue injuries, and certain peripheral arterial conditions. Dr. David Green, Arizona, says that their practice has been performing these treatments for several years with notable outcomes. The core concept of regenerative therapy involves utilizing human cellular or tissue-based products, HCT/PS, or adipose-derived structural support cells to alleviate pain in affected areas. Alternatively, stem cells possess the unique ability to differentiate into different specialized cell types, allowing them to function effectively in various regions of the body. It's important to distinguish stem cells from platelet-rich plasma, PRP, which is another regenerative medicine technique. PRP contains active growth factors that aid in stimulating tissue growth. PRP can serve as an activator for stem cells, stimulating their function, or it can independently concentrate your body's growth factors at the site of injury. Regenerative therapy in the context of CRPs. Sometimes, traditional medical approaches fail to provide relief from CRPs symptoms. In such cases, surgical interventions that involve nerve removal may be considered. However, individuals with CRPs are exploring regenerative medicine as a non-invasive alternative. Specifically, R3 stem cell therapy for RSD/CRPs is being researched for its potential to activate the body's natural healing processes and address CRPs symptoms. Stem cells are widely utilized in the treatment of musculoskeletal disorders, including degenerative arthritis, due to their regenerative properties that promote tissue healing in injured or affected areas. Clinical studies have shown promising results for stem cell therapy in RSD/CRPs patients, indicating improvements in mobility and skin changes that were previously hindered by CRPs. Notably, stem cells demonstrate effectiveness in mitigating inflammation, which is particularly relevant for conditions associated with pain, such as CRPs. Since inflammatory markers tend to increase in diseases like CRPs, stem cell therapy for RSD/CRPs is an appealing alternative treatment option for patients seeking relief. Takeaway: through the utilization of regenerative medicine, including stem cell therapy, Dr. David Green, Arizona practice has shown promising results in managing RSD/CRPs. By activating the body's natural healing processes and addressing inflammation, these treatments offer a potential alternative for individuals seeking relief from the debilitating symptoms of CRPs.